And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
A 65-year-old woman went her whole life without using a computer until she finally gave in and bought one recently. Having attended a basic skills class, she diligently followed the instructions given her to open a program, close a window, and save a document. These instructions explained in depth made good sense. She understood, and the guide was helpful insofar as she had a procedure to follow, a checklist to work through. However, she encounters a hiccup. She is thrown off course, as the checklist of instructions doesn't directly address this. In contrast, her 16-year-old grandson, who has never taken a computer course, is able to address the problem as a result of a number of years playing, exploring, and interacting on a daily basis with the technology, making mistakes and finding a solution, a way around it, getting intimately familiar with all aspects and possibilities. Within seconds, he finds the source of the problem and navigates through it. The point I hope to highlight is this. Sometimes we can treat our bodies in the same way. We wish to lose weight or get fitter, or address an area of sin in our life, or think more positively. These are all good things, but if we fail to know intimately the God-given gift and connectedness of our body, mind and soul, and solely rely on a procedure or checklist to get results, we can find ourselves coming up short and feeling frustrated. What is important is getting to know the gift of our whole human person, body, mind and soul, the way God designed us, and tapping into all aspects of who we are to be the best version of yourself that you can be. It is possible to live a well-balanced, well-designed, co-created life, celebrating the goodness of God and God's plan for our life.